back to the Orange Slice podcast at OSU OKC. I'm Hannah Fogarty, and today I'm here with Courtney Jackson. All right, today we're going to talk about something really exciting. Let's talk about the Center for Social Innovation. So what is the Center for Social Innovation?
The Center for Social Innovation is a program that is manifested and focused on hope and purpose. So it is non-traditional students and individuals coming together to revitalize who they are internally while using community resources and seeing how they can include education to build them a better career. So what better place to have it than OSU OKC?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so Courtney, tell me how you got started at OSU OKC.
So my journey began in fall 2023. I reached out to Ariel. You know, I said, hey, I went to the graduation with CFSI. I'm going to transfer and go to OSU OKC. Go Pokes.
Absolutely.
I said, I've got to get in this program. And if that means transferring, I want to do it. And she said, come on, apply. I got in. I was overjoyed. And I've had nothing but a life-changing experience since being here.
Okay. And so what was your exact major while you were here?
My major, I had two. One was public service, and then I decided, let me go ahead and change it to enterprise development.
Right.
And I got into some well-evolved classes, different classes where I can use them in my career field.
What was your favorite? Do you have a favorite that you remember?
Yes. Okay. So my favorite class was digital and social media marketing.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
As a marketer, I also love a good social media marketing class.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just graduated. What was that like? What was graduating like?
Tear jerking.
Yeah.
It was 325 of us who graduated. I didn't even know there was that many students on campus.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful ceremony. It was touching. It was like being in a place where everyone is so accomplished, you know, and it was a great experience.
Yeah, and so during your time as an enterprise development major, what introduced you to CFSI?
So CFSI was introduced to me as a place where I could grow in my career field. So I had already been working in the nonprofit industry as an advocate counselor for individuals who are just as involved, who need education, training, and employment. So I was, you know, I'd been in that industry for about 2 years, and I was like, I'm ready to make the next step. I'm ready to surpass where I'm at. I'm ready to help more people. I'm ready to focus in on providing employment opportunities to individuals who are just as involved. So Ariel, who is the senior director of the program, had so many connections in the community.
Oh, yeah.
And so many different resources. And I was able to earn different scholarships and certifications and connect at different events to it positioned and catapulted me in a situation where now I'm the employment coordinator at the Oklahoma County Diversion Hub.
That's so fantastic. That's so cool. Okay, so what are some like opportunities that might come out of the CFSI?
Oh, okay. So quick memo. all in 1 week, I was laid off from my job due to funding ending. Okay. That is a part of the nonprofit industry.
Yep.
Literally, in that same week, my car completely broke down. The engine went out. When I tell you that I just prayed and, you know, hoped for greatness, the next week I had a new car. Thank God for the CFSI program. They were able to assist me with the down payment for my vehicle.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I literally got a new career field and employment that had an increase. So that program just has so many different arms and reaches to the community that anything that you're needing and lacking, if you just open your mouth and speak on it, they're able to help you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that there's a lot of programs on campus that have just as much reach and pull as the Center for Social Innovation. And I think that that's something we should talk about. So what are three of your favorite organizations that you are able to be a part of here on OSU's campus?
Okay, so my first one is the Black Student Association. Mm-hmm. It is so powerful, and Dr. Collins is so...
love Dr.
He
Collins.
He, like, breathes the culture and our culture, and he makes us feel like we're important on this campus and that we matter, and the way he fixates on Nancy Randolph Day.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, just makes it a big thing, even in the whole Oklahoma City. You know, I feel empowered being a part of that organization. Absolutely. And uplifted. And yep. He even bought me a stole for graduation.
Dr. Collins is, if there is one fan of Dr. Collins left on this world, it's me. I am Dr. Collins' biggest fan. I get giddy when I get to talk yes. about how incredible and just, he is one of OSU OKC's brightest minds. Yes. If you haven't gotten a chance, Dr. Collins has been on the podcast before, and he actually talked about Nancy Rodoff Day. So go watch that podcast if you haven't yet. That's it's right. so good. Go, folks. Go, Dr. Collins. Okay, so, yes, number two.
Let's hit number two. President Leadership Class. Okay. You know, I had no idea a 35-year-old student could get a full ride scholarship and her books paid for just by having a good GPA and being involved on yeah. campus. Tawana Brooks was just such a leader. Yeah. In her position, motivating and pushing us adult students and making us feel equal to the younger students that yeah. were there and empowering us. And, you know, we were even introduced to the funders, you yeah. know, at the scholarship banquet and able to thank them for everything they had done for us. But I definitely feel like a leader, even yep. presidential, being a part of that. Thank you. You're being welcome. A part of that. So that's definitely my second.
Okay.
Right
and
there.
And number three.
Number three. I would have to say, okay, so I have two at number three. The chess club. I was a secretary for the chess club.
That's so cool. I love chess.
Yeah. So never played chess a day in my life. Right. But I said, you know what? I'm going to do some new things. I want to make chess moves out here. Let me join and learn some stuff. And yeah. it was amazing. I learned how to play. I did not win. But I learned and I got to meet people who I would normally not be in the room with.
Oh, yeah.
So, and tied with the third would be Things That Matter Club.
Oh, that sounds so neat. Tell me a bit more about Things That Matter Club. So what is that?
It is such a nice club because it's focused on community engagement and getting out in the community and leaning against other organizations. And we were boots to the ground. We went out and gave sandwiches at the City Rescue Mission. We even were a part of the Hope Day that was here back in the fall semester. And it just feels good to volunteer and give back.
I love boots on the ground. Boots yes. on the ground is the best. It's the way to give back. So I think that, you know, there's a lot of opportunity here on campus. And I think it's, you know, you said you're 35 years old. And that can be intimidating mm-hmm. to walk in and be like, not everybody here is roughly my age. How am I supposed to do that? It's scary. And mm-hmm. it can feel even scarier when you don't have that guidance. But I think that, you know, it sounds like you were able to find that guidance and you didn't really hesitate to reach out and meet those people that were willing to give it to you. Yeah. That's incredible. I really, really admired that.
You know, I'm so happy to be alumni, you know, and a cowboy because I've had a long journey in higher ed. You know, I went to college when I was 17 back in 2006. And I'm just now graduating with an associate's degree because life happens.
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know, OSU OKC is so kind and gentle with yeah. all of their students. Like, I haven't felt a family atmosphere in a university until I came here.
And it's diverse.
And I think it's diverse.
It's diverse on all fronts, right? Mm-hmm. I've called this a holistic place before, yeah. and that's exactly what it is. Everywhere you look, you're going to see somebody different from a different path of life, a different walk of life. And there's no judgment, right?
Yeah.
So I've talked about my tutor before. Her name is Jillian. The Writing Center here is incredible. Did you mm-hmm. ever utilize that by
no.
chance? Oh my goodness. I love the Writing Center. Jillian is the light of my life. And I use Jillian's advice in my day-to-day life because she's just fantastic. And I think that that shows that what you learn here can be taken out. It can be taken into the real world. And as scary it is to walk into college and you're like, yeah. You don't want to mess it up. It's scary. But you can learn how to be less scared, be less fearful, mm-hmm. take it head on, mm-hmm. grab it by the reins, because we're cowboys. We grab it by the reins, and you go out to the real world, and you said, okay, I'm ready to lasso this and take it on that's and succeed. Right. And it sounds like you've done that, and that's incredible. And it
Thank
sounds like
you.
Through the help of the Center for Social Innovation, that's really what gave you that oomph that you needed.
Yes.
So what advice do you have for somebody that's looking to reach out to programs like the Center for Social Innovation or Things That Matter Club? How would you recommend to somebody that they get involved on campus?
I would recommend you go to the osuokc.edu website.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many opportunities, programs, and, you know, just apply. Mm-hmm. Go for it. OSU OKC will meet you where you're at.
Oh, yes.
And that's really important in the generation we're in now. We need to be met where we're at. Mm-hmm. You know, equitability is everything now because we're all diverse and we're all coming from different spaces. Also, if anyone's interested in the Center for Social Innovation, if you've ever overcome any type of barrier in your life and you're ready to surpass that and shine, go ahead and sign up. And that's directly through the OSU OKC website as well. And even for students that are high school seniors, you know, if you're not ready for the four-year university, start right here.
Oh, absolutely.
There's so many scholarships. You can leave this thing debt-free with a great GPA and go and carry on to a four-year university. And if you're just someone who wants to get into a field and you need career development, this right here is the apple of that.
Yeah, I mean, OSU OKC is a stepping stone. I've always looked at it as a stepping stone to whether that be into a career, like you said, or if that's going on to a four-year university and, you know, going past the associates and getting the bachelor's. That's what this is. It's here to help you in every little nook and cranny of your life and provide you with opportunities, not only institutional, but outside, boots on the ground. Okay, well, do you have any other advice for somebody looking to come to OSU, perhaps already a student here? What would you tell them? What would you say? Do this.
Apply. Even if you don't feel like you're qualified, apply. Go after your dreams. Go after anything that you want in life. You can do it. And OSU OKC will treat you like family.
And try out Trust Club. Try out Chess Club.
Chess Club, President Leadership Council, Black Student Association, Things That Matter, and the Center for Social Innovation.
Yeah. There's also Rhythmic Dance Club. Did you know that? I think it's Dr. Collins' thing, too. That makes sense. Go Dr. Collins. Okay, well, this has been a fantastic episode of the Orange Slice podcast. Thank you so much for joining us, Courtney. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I think it's been interesting. I know I've learned a lot.
Yeah,
I've learned how to be a cowboy, which is, you know, that's being a cowboy as being driven, being ready to accomplish anything through the help of OSU OKC and OSU as a whole. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Again, thanks for watching the Orange Slice podcast, and we'll see you next time.